It is August 31st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today is D-Day minus one for my hip replacement surgery in my continued quest to become Titanium Man. Maybe I have a future in a marketing campaign for the London Metal Exchange. Later today, I will find out when the surgery will actually happen. This is always fun when they wait until the last day to tell you exactly when to show up. This will be my ninth surgery at Elmhurst Hospital. I also had one other minor surgery, a debridement, at a smaller surgery center. That is a lot of times under anesthesia. At the smaller surgery center, they put me under with a drug that was hallucinogenic. It was different and wild. This one will be just an old-fashioned, take a deep breath, and then I'm out. My worst experience was after my double knee replacement surgery. Somehow one of the nerve blocks on one of the knees stopped working. They took me back to pre-surgical prep and gave me a shot into the nerve that lasted until I was ready to leave the hospital. Stuff happens. All in all, I've had great doctors and terrific nurses and other medical professionals throughout all these surgeries and recoveries. I am ready for the pain I've been experiencing the last 2 months to be over and to be able to exercise vigorously again. I want to thank the JLN team for their support. They've always been there to support me and continue to support you and the JLN products while I've been sidelined. I am ever grateful for their continued help and superior effort. I want to thank all of the readers and sponsors I have heard from as well with wishes and prayers of support. I appreciate all the support and good karma. U.S. life expectancy fell again in 2021 as COVID and the impact of drug overdoses took their toll. The average life expectancy of an American dropped 0.9 years to 76.1. Being 61 years old, that gives me some upside average-wise. And given the warranties on some of the parts I have, they will outlive me potentially. Quantigo licensed the DAX Index and Euro Stoxx 50 Index to Nomura AM, Japan's largest ETF issuer. Both indices serve as underlyings for new ETFs listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. DRW is looking for a compliance program manager in Chicago. Cboe posted on LinkedIn that the Nanos by Cboe, which are 1/100th the size of the SPX options contract, have traded 100,000 option contracts so far. It is good to know that people are more concerned about the proper way to eat a hot dog than they are about how to survive a nuclear disaster. Based on the most read stories of the day, the hot dog story was the number one and the iodine tablet story was number two. At least we have our priorities right. God forbid we get caught in a nuclear disaster with ketchup on our hot dog. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our MarketsWiki education short. Mead Wells, how a hedge fund guy saved kids one limb at a time. One never really knows where their career path may take them. While working for Octagon Asset Management, Mead Wells found himself traveling to other countries and saw that there were some children who did not have the lifestyle that most of us take for granted. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Pakistan reels from apocalyptic floods, pleads for international aid. Multi-story hotels crumbling into rising waters, surging waves, crashing into elevated roads and bridges. Millions of people driven from their homes, showing videos of what they called apocalyptic floods currently sweeping their country. Pakistan's leaders, led by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif pleaded Tuesday for aid from developed nations, which they said were responsible for bringing extreme weather to one of the world's most vulnerable regions. I can say without any fear of contradiction, this flood situation is probably the worst in the history of Pakistan, Sharif said. My comment, you have to see the terrible flooding pictures to appreciate how bad a situation Pakistan is in. Here's a story from The Hill. Major evangelical organization says Christianity demands climate action. The National Association of Evangelicals, NEA, called climate action a Christian responsibility in a 50-page report this week, a call to action for a demographic far less likely than the general population to consider climate change a threat. The NAE's report, Loving the Least of These, addresses the scientific evidence for the reality of climate change and the role of greenhouse gas emissions in driving it, as well as examining and debunking common arguments against the objectivity of climatologists. My comment, love thy neighbor as thyself. Here's a story from the Smithsonian Magazine. Was King Arthur a real person? The story of Camelot and the Knights of the Round Table has captivated us for 1,000 years. But is there any truth behind the tales? A cold, wind-driven rain soaks through my parka as I walk across a narrow footbridge that links the Cornwall mainland in southwest England to a rocky promontory overlooking the Bristol Channel. Far below this cantilevered span, waves crash against the cliffs and swirl into a grotto known as Merlin's Cave. Wynne Scutt, a burly, amiable archaeologist from nearby Plymouth, opens a gate and leads me down a path to the ruins of a medieval castle. Its fragmentary walls mark the lair where Richard XIII, Earl of Cornwall, and the brother of King Henry III, is said to have gathered with his followers to feast on mutton and ale and pay homage to a monarch who may never have existed. King Arthur. My comment. Part of the Arthur tale is King Lot, and from King Lot comes the name Lothian. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, I have faith in him. Retail traders rally behind meme baron Ryan Cohen. Investor gained $60 million on sale of Bed Bath & Beyond stock after dramatic price rise. The astonishing rise and fall of Bed Bath & Beyond stock price this month has put a spotlight on the investor Ryan Cohen, who through his social media savvy and his portfolio has become a baron of the meme stock realm. Cohen is the chair of GameStop, the video game retailer that was among the first stocks to lift off early in 2021 after its embrace by retail traders congregating in online message boards. He is the co-founder of Chewy, the pet supply retailer he sold for $3.35 billion in 2017. My comment, all hail Ryan Cohen, who put all his dough on red. I mean Bed Bath & Beyond, and won. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story Tuesday was, don't even think about putting ketchup on a hot dog, from HuffPost. Second was, why people are advised to take iodine tablets in the event of a nuclear disaster, from MSNBC. Third was, the options market is accentuating the swings in stocks, from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline is, The Crypto Innovation, Traditional Finance Needs. Perpetual futures are one of the most important innovations to come out of crypto. They should inspire new thinking in dollar markets too. Despite all the innovation in the app economy for matching supply and demand for physical services, think Uber surge pricing, there is no equivalent for balancing distortions in funding markets in real time. The world of intraday funding, i.e. cash borrowed during the day as opposed to overnight, remains highly dependent on excess liquidity from central banks, even as Federal Reserve officials move to accelerate the rate at which this is to be withdrawn over September and October. Once this de facto free liquidity is retracted, funding shortages could easily appear again, potentially toppling over into overnight and longer-term markets. If they do, market participants will have to come up with their own solution or go cap in hand to the Fed and risk stigmatization. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. J.P. Morgan raided by German prosecutors as part of tax evasion probe. Sprawling investigation into the Cum-Ex scandal has been stepped up in recent months. J.P. Morgan Chase has become the latest bank to be raided by prosecutors in Germany as part of a probe into the multi-billion dollar Cum-Ex tax evasion scandal. The raid on the bank's Frankfurt office by Cologne prosecutors is the latest step in a sprawling investigation into the dividend tax scandal, which dates back more than a decade. Prosecutors and police in Germany have this year also raided the offices of foreign lenders Barclays, Bank of America, and Morgan Stanley. And then finally, another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Insider trading in NFTs, that's not a crime, defense lawyers claim. A group of lawyers argues that prosecutors' first NFT insider trading case opens the door to an overly broad use of the wire fraud statute to penalize unauthorized use of workplace information. Insider trading in a company's stock is illegal, but what about insider trading of digital art? Federal prosecutors in a novel case over trading in non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, will test whether fraud theories used to police capital markets also apply to the more unorthodox market that boomed during the COVID pandemic. Nathaniel Chasten, a former employee of the NFT marketplace OpenSea, in June became the first person charged in a scheme that prosecutors described as insider trading in NFTs, a kind of digital proof of purchase for goods like art. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.